Basilica Screenings is a film series that presents an array of works from new and repertory narrative features, documentaries, and experimental films. Programmed by Basilica Hudson's film curator, Ailey Nash, and creative directors Melissa Oftemare and Tony Stone. Melissa joins us now, along with artist Jack Walls, whose exhibition, Paintings, Etc., will open in the back gallery at Basilica Hudson this Friday and be on display through the 1st of August. Jack Walls has been a fixture of the New York creative scene since the early 1980s, working primarily in collage and painting. He's also a poet and will read from The Ebony Prick of the White Rose's Thorn, with musical accompaniment by Harbor, to celebrate the exhibition opening this Thursday. The opening event will... The opening event will also include a screening of the 1989 short doc Eye to Eye, a film about Robert Mapplethorpe, Wall's longtime partner and fellow artist, and Melissa Oftemare and Jack Walls. A great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
We're here. We came up from the south called Hudson.
Jack, I'm going to have you move in just a little bit so you're closer to that microphone and you'll be all set. All right. So how did all of this come about, Melissa?
Well, you know, Basilica is what it is. We've talked about it many times. Jack Walls within is a subject in its own right. But basically, Tony and I, the co-founders of Basilica Hudson, have separately known Jack for about 20 years, since the 1990s New York City art, music, night scene. And so we've he made a lasting impression on both Tony and I. And last year, a mutual friend of ours, Ryan McGinley, reached out, a photographer who said that Jack Walls had been basically in hiding somewhere in Cherry Valley and that he was thinking of moving to Hudson. And we helped him find an apartment. He's now our neighbor. And he's been there. He spent his first winter in Hudson, and he painted like a maniac in his beautiful home studio. And then come spring, we realized it was time to introduce Hudson and the region to Jack and his work. And we're opening up the space for Jack to show basically most of the work you've done this winter, right, Jack?
Yes.
I mean, this is like a body of work that you created in your first Hudson winter.
Absolutely.
This is a new Hudson artist resident that we have known for a couple decades.
So were you in hiding?
Yes. I was woodshedding for like almost 10 years,
And you were creative during that time?
Yes, I was very creative, and I needed to focus on art because I was getting older, and I was turning 50. So I had my first one man show at 50, and I'm 58 now, and my work is coming along, and I feel satisfied with the way my life is going right now, and I like being in Hudson.
You, as I mentioned in the introduction, working primarily in collage and painting, but also a poet. So the work that you've been working on has been in all of those forms?
Yes.
And has there been a theme or anything that you're following, or do you feel, and I guess the ultimate question is, does it go with one another?
Yes, I work in a series, so I tend to, if I do one, like my Ada collages, if I make one of something, I will make probably at least like 50, because I believe in doing the same thing over and over just to make sure that it wasn't a mistake. So that way I end up with a lot of stuff.
Has that happened? You made a mistake?
Yeah.
So this fascinates me. So does that mean that the progression is then the art? So you don't end up and say, okay, this is the final, this is it, I finally don't, this is not a mistake.
No, because it usually evolves into something else. You know what I mean? Which could be, like I was moving slowly towards painting, and that was intentional. You know, I went from collage, and then I wrote The Ebony Prick of the White Rose's Thorn because basically I like the written word, but I also like visual art because I like painting because I like things you can do alone. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't like group activities because at heart I'm a loner.
Yeah. And do you think that there is an intimacy and even an aloneness to the work?
No, I think the art, can be appreciated by, I don't know how to answer that really, because, no, it's not an aloneness to the art, no, just the answer is no.
Okay, all right.
But it is figurative, like often it's like a individual character, like the heads that we're showing this week, they're, you know, alone characters.
Well, I describe those as character studies, basically. Yeah. It's like, because we all have faces, you know. I guess that's when I say I do the same thing over and over. It's because you can't do the same thing twice. I think even if you try to do the same thing twice, you can't do the same thing twice. So that makes it easy.
When you look at all that's going on here, Melissa, so there is this, and then there's the screening. So it really ultimately becomes, with Eye to Eye, it becomes a bit of a retrospective.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a portrait of Jack, the way we see Jack, based on this long sort of evolving, distant friendship. And then when Jack arrived in Hudson, A, we wanted to know what he was doing during those 10 years. And there was a lot of writing, obviously. So the spoken word, and Jack is such a phenomenal storyteller. That's the impression that one that Jack makes on anyone who meets him, is his ability to tell a story. So being able to have the spoken word and then this other version of his storytelling, which are these character studies or portraits. And I find that a really interesting balance to Jack, because yes, you're such a talker.
Yeah, it's a bit of it all. And like Eye to Eye, that was made in 1989, and Robert was still alive at the beginning of it. But in the midst of making that, he passed away. So in the film, I talk about him in the present tense and in the past tense, you know. Mm. And it's only 18 minutes long, but you get a lot. There's a lot in there in 18 minutes. And then I perform after that with my group, Harbor.
And you'll be doing that. That's what will be, yes, will be happening
Friday. And as far as even just driving up here, because I've obviously known Jack a long time, and making this sort of broad picture of Jack at our space, it's hard for me to have objective perspective. But when I was even driving up here to the show, asking, you know, about the impression that the art world of the 80s made on you. So when you arrived, whether it was Robert Mapplethorpe or all the other, like, you were absorbing the yeah. art world, and you kind of arrived at your own expression. But that's like what's interesting about this film is just having this captured moment of young Jack, yeah. who had been observing these phenomenal artists at that time, and like how that went through you, I think it's really interesting.
Well, because this is like you were saying about Robert and people like Robert, Sam Wagstaff, you know, and Patti Smith, like all of these influences, these things are the things I absorbed over the years, and that just exploded. Like when I turned 50, that's when everything just came bubbling up to the surface, and that's the Jack Walls that's now.
Don't you think that's fascinating, though, that it took that gestation took as long, especially since you were so immersed in the scene?
Well, I tell you, more than that, it was shocking. I mean, it was shocking that I always drew and made things, but I sort of did it in private. But now I'm very public with it, and I'm an artist, you know.
Would you have called yourself an artist 20 years ago?
I hated the word artist, you know what I mean? I thought it was corny, and I was never really particularly, enamored with the art world itself. I haven't been around it, you know, watching Robert and, you know, how people move through that world. It was never attractive to me. I got discovered by a group of younger artists in the late 90s, and that's when I started paying attention to my artistic abilities, basically, because I took them for granted for a long time. Mm. But I always knew how to do it.
And also in a case study, I mean, you look at an artist who was just beaten up by the industry, if you will. Robert Mapplethorpe would certainly be high on that list.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So to have that experience and to live through that experience, it does have to have an effect even on your personal artistic output.
Well, it left a bad taste in my mouth.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It was just like to see the greed. I don't know if that's the right word, but it was very off-putting, you know. And I went back to Chicago after Robert died, and I studied film because I wanted to do something that was as far as removed from that world as I could get.
Mm.
But then, of course, it came full circle. and here I am.
In that coming full circle, do you think of it, as you say, this is the work that represents who you are now, but does that also represent who you are now as a result of what you went through over the...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's my past coming forth, you know, to the surface.
So it's not like setting a reset button. It's really taking all of those experiences and artistically
expressing
them.
Yes, exactly.
Melissa, tell us a little bit about the timeline here of how things will be unfolding over the next couple of weeks.
So on Friday night is the opening night, and for those who haven't been to the Basilica Back Gallery, it's a beautiful big white cube in our backspace, very, very different than our very epic Reclaimed Factory part of the space. So we're going to have Jack's pieces, so an art opening between 6 and 8, and then we'll move into the North Hall Theater, where we have our more of the performances and film screenings, and that's where we'll have the screening and a very special event, which is to see Jack read and pull out a clarinet, even. So performance, which I'm really looking forward to, and that will be the North Hall is a beautiful performance space. And then the show will be open over the next couple of weekends, Saturday and Sunday gallery hours, and anyone can come visit during the week, too, by appointment. And then the closing night will be Saturday, August 1st, which will be set in the back gallery, and Jack will talk about his life and work, and we'll kind of more have more reflective period, sort of, you know, intimate retrospective version of the story, whereas Friday, I feel like, is this Friday is more of a visceral exposure of Jack, both past and current, and then there'll be a reflective conversation at the end of the show on August 1st.
Does it all feel right to you?
Yes, feels perfect. I'm very happy.
That's good.
So everybody come and hang out.
Yeah. And we're really happy to receive
happy is
Jack.
Good.
I think that Hudson is a good match for Jack. And I think that when we heard that he was thinking of moving to Hudson, it was a sign similar to like the 90s in New York, where there was this like exciting bubbling up of a new wave of musician and artist, and there's something about Jack coming to Hudson that feels right to us too, where it feels like we're all at the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. Well, it's just sounds fascinating and really wonderful to have you here. Jack Wall's paintings, etc., opens at Basilica Hudson this Friday with a film screening and performance. Basilica screenings summer film series run through July. For more information, visit basilicahudson.com.
Sign up to our mailing list because there's so much going on.
So much going on.
Including sci-fi summer nights, film screenings, Blade Runner Noodle Bar. You missed it last.
Oh, that's right. That was so cool.
But we're having Dune versus Dune this month. So just check it out. And Basilica Soundscape. Remember?
That All big of this going on. That's
just
right.
Check it out, please.
All right. Basilica, when's that happening?
That's the second week of September. That's our big
Well, you'll come back.
Yeah, I will come back,
you'll
right?
You'll come back for
Thank
that.
You.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you'll come back. BasilicaHudson.com, BasilicaHudson.com. Melissa, Jack, thank you very much for
thank
coming
you.
In today.
Thank
Always
you.
A pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.